Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five people were killed and 25 injured when a gunman opened fire inside an LGBTQ nightclub Saturday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. A man shrouded in body armor, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, was taken down by a couple of patrons and probably saved many lives. One witness talked with KMGH 7 in Denver, Joshua Thurman.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies. It was... How? Why?
Walt Disney's board of directors overnight replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with Robert Iger, the company's former chairman and CEO who left the company at the end of last year. Susan Arnold, chairman of Disney's board of directors, said in a statement that Bob Iger is uniquely situated to lead the company through this pivotal period, end quote. This month, the company reported weaker than expected fourth quarter financials. Parts of New York finally caught a break Sunday after a storm lashed out a potential record-setting amount of snow on cities and towns east of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. That includes Buffalo, New York. The National Weather Service recorded 77 inches in Orchard Park. That's the stadium where the NFL Buffalo Bills play. There was also 72 inches in Natural Bridge near Watertown. More than a week after four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death in a house near campus, the police chief leading the investigation said on Sunday that the police had not been able to answer many questions. Captain Roger Lanier with the Moscow, Idaho Police Department.
Currently, there are no suspects in custody, and we have not located a weapon.
We do have a short work week. Thanksgiving is Thursday. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A Christmas parade in Raleigh, North Carolina, Saturday turned tragic after one of the vehicles towing a float struck a young girl, taking her life. The lifted GMC truck appears to gain speed as the driver lost control but was blaring the horn. The driver cooperated with police and was being charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle, improper equipment, unsafe movement, and carrying a firearm in a parade. President Trump was admitted back to Twitter over the weekend, driving some away in the social media platform, including mainstream media's CBS News. Trump responded to the midterm elections and the less-than-stellar performance by Republicans. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast Bureau reports.
Many of the Trump-endorsed candidates lost their midterm bids because of abortion. That from the ex-president himself while speaking remotely at a Republican Jewish coalition leadership event Saturday. Trump touted the, quote, successes of the elections, but blame the losses in many high-profile races as the casualties of voters coming out to preserve abortion rights.
It would have been nice to do more, but there was a specific reason why it was going to be tough. You know what that reason was. It was a tough issue, and it energized the other side, and people came out on the other side for a specific purpose.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Rick Manning joins us now. Hey, well, the Democrats, they're setting a new paradigm here. You know, you don't have to debate. You don't have to go out and meet the people. You just bunker down. You get lots of money from outside interest, and you get to win the the other thing too is, yeah, you slow walk the count, and that seems to work in their favor.
Yeah, they invest in ballot counting, and that seems to be a more important than voters investing in actual elections. But it's a I think we've got a phenomenon here that where. You know, we saw it with Biden, who essentially campaigned from a basement and never exposed himself to scrutiny. And, you know, Fetterman, you know, what can I say about Fetterman? He's incapable of exposing himself to scrutiny. And then in Arizona, their candidate did not debate, would not debate. There's only one debate in the Senate race. And the numbers that at least Lou Dobbs put out the other day was, I'm just going to give you some numbers so you can see kind of how this on four Senate races. Masters had $9 million spent by his campaign. The incumbent Mark Kelly, $73
million. Wow.
That would be a lot more. Were bad at math. Yeah.
Right.
Georgia, Walker, $32 million, Warnock, $76 million, 2-1. Nevada, Laxalt, $12 million, Cortez, $47 million, it's 4-1. Baldock in New Hampshire, Baldock, $2 million versus Hassan, $36 million. Now that's only 18-1. So, when you look at these races and everybody's, pulling their hair out and doing all this stuff, sometimes it comes down to basic stuff. And the basic stuff is, if you have an overwhelming advantage in terms of spending, you can get a lot more people out because you can spend money not just on the airwaves, but you can spend money to have people who are literally assigned to, low propensity voters on college campuses, for instance, and make sure that they go and collect those ballots and end up in the ballot box. So when you do and those are things that are extras in a campaign that's desperate to try to define themselves, but in the Democrats, and this is not counting third party money, this is just money in their campaigns, the campaigns were overwhelmingly funded, whereas the Republicans in these key states, all of which the Republicans should have won, we're significantly underfunded, and the only thing that people should be amazed at is that all four of the states were close.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, after, you know, as much as 18 times difference. Rick, what was it that was driving this fundraising, you know, for the Democrats? Some have suggested that it was the abortion issue, which, you know, all it was, I mean, they keep wanting to say the reversal of Roe v. Wade. What, there was no reversal. It was a reassignment where it should have always been, and that's with the states. And now it's individually being addressed by states. And, of course, a couple surprises there that I think the states moved really quick, like Montana, to put it on a ballot. And the people didn't, from what we're understanding in the exit polls, they go, is that what I voted on? I don't, that's not what I meant to vote on. Well, that's what you voted on, and this is what you're going to get, pretty much unrestricted abortions in the state of Montana now.
Yeah, and they can put another initiative on the ballot in 2 years and move it. But that's a, but yeah, that's exactly right. There's a lot of that. But, you know, all four of the Republicans were challengers. Incumbents always have a fundraising advantage. That's one. But the astonishing thing is that the fundraising advantage was so overwhelming. And what that tells you is there's a Democrat fundraising network of big dollar donors who are going to max out and are going to max out in mass. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with small dollars and nothing. I'm going to tell you a secret on something that I was told happened in 2008. Okay. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama had millions of small donors who didn't give enough money, gave just up to the threshold where they had to be, wouldn't have to be reported. Okay. $299 at the time. And it was impossible to find those, you know, who was giving money. And there was an operating theory that if you had a lot of money, you could pick names out of a phone book and break up $1 million, you know, divide it by 199, and effectively put, you know, 1,000, you know, 10,000 donors, but they all be coming out of the same pocket, and that would be the $1 million donor. That was the rumor back in 2008. With computers today, it's far more sophisticated, far more easy to do something like that. Not saying that's what they did, but any system that you put in place can be beaten if you are determined enough.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
I'm just telling you, Mark Kelly had been a senator for 2 years, mm-hmm. and he raised $73 million.
Right.
Okay, that's almost impossible. That means he raised on average, $100,000 a day for every day he was in the Senate for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
What this
smacks of is quid pro quo. I mean, what is Kelly going to be beholden to after $76 million is put into his treasury?
It's beholden to the left-wing Soros agenda. But you know what? The people of Arizona knew that. And, you know, the challenge in Arizona, every place has a distinct challenge. The challenge in Arizona was the McCain people didn't get their nominee. So they wanted to sort of said, boo hoo, I didn't get my nominee, so I'm not going to support Blake Masters. Mm-hmm. You know, Mitch McConnell didn't get his nominee. So he said, boo hoo, somebody else is going to have to fund the Blake Masters race because I'm not going to because I didn't get my nominee. And so while the Republicans went off and played this divided politics game where the establishment Republican class is at war with the actual people who vote Republican, but they have a capacity of doing something. They have a capacity of splitting away 5 to 10% of the vote. And even if those people don't vote the other way, Liz Cheney had the capacity of splitting away 5 to 10% of the vote. And she did. And so right now she's busy taking victory laps that the people who she endorsed against lost, and that the Democrats won. Well, I'm, that's interesting, but she's a but that's not a. It's really hard to sit there and say, as somebody who doesn't agree with Liz Cheney,
right.
that. I should ever support somebody who is a establishment Republican if they happen to get the nominee.
Exactly. Got to go to break.
Yep.
Let's pick it up from there when we get back. We got more from Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, right after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top, they are fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government, as we are all, you know, kind of wondering what the heck happened in these midterm elections. And what we know for sure, Rick, is that the establishment, deep state, the rhinos of the Republican Party got their way, and they did everything they could to kneecap Donald Trump.
and distance him from the party. And pretty much, you know, we've seen this happen from time to time. They go on Trump attack mode and they say, well, he's dead. He's not going to recover. Look at, he lost all these races. And then you wonder in the final analysis, did he really lose, or is it just, this is just the narrative that they want us to believe?
I don't know if Donald Trump lost, but America lost. Yeah. And that's and ultimately these people playing their stupid games, about, you know, we got to take down Trump at all costs. They did harm to America.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to understand that, and they need to be held accountable for it. They did harm to America. The fact that the Republicans don't have control of the Senate means, and whether the Republicans win, whether Herschel Walker wins or not, the Republicans don't have control of the Senate. What that means is any appointee that Joe Biden makes is going to get confirmed.
Yeah.
It means that you're talking about
Supreme Court.
I'm talking federal courts. I'm talking about he's appointed some crazy people to head agencies, mm-hmm. who have broad regulatory authority, and you have no way to stop them because of this. All who would do things that somebody like Liz Cheney would have, you know, ostensibly for her entire career would have opposed. You have on the other side, you know, right now, still a little up in the air how many seats the Republicans will have.
Right.
And if there's only a one or two vote majority for the Republicans in the House,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be the only thing the Republicans then will really control is what bills come to the floor.
Right.
Because they're not going to control virtually anything else. Now, that's a great deal of power because you can stop stuff by not letting it go to the floor. Mm-hmm. But for all intents and purposes, Nancy Pelosi was a miracle worker for the last 2 years. She had a five-vote majority measure to never lose a vote. I think she lost one vote in 2 years. But the Republicans, the difference is the Democrats have a set purpose, and their set purpose is to turn the country into a socialist country.
Right.
It doesn't matter how they campaign. That's their set purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans, on the other hand, have probably 25 people in their delegate in their Republican conference who, if you brought up a bill to pass transgender, you know, make it so boys can play sports against girls,
mm-hmm.
And all the ramifications of that, you probably got 25 Republicans in the House who would vote for that, which means on that issue, on cultural issues, Kevin McCarthy's going to have a hard time holding the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some real ramifications about what's going on. And there's already one guy out of New York, a guy named Santos, who said, well, I'm really not partisan. I just want to make sure we get gas prices down. And so he doesn't want investigations. He doesn't want, you know, and he's a freshman who's coming in who basically got elected because he wasn't the Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And now, he's going to be, if you're in a two-vote majority, he's one of the two that can vote against you on a rule,
right,
in terms of letting anything on the floor that you don't want to keep up there. And it's it's an almost impossible job facing anyone who is Speaker on the Republican side. And yes.
Well, I was going to ask you, Rick, in light of the pressures and the way this thing is playing out, is Kevin McCarthy the wartime consigliere that the GOP needs right now?
That's a great question. I think the danger, remember, you don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So the danger to playing games in terms of challenging McCarthy is if you've got a two-vote majority, if, let's say, Liz Cheney says, I want to be Speaker, she gets all the Democrats to vote for her. Okay? All she needs is two or three Republicans.
But she's not part of the next Congress, though.
Well, Donald Trump could be Speaker.
Anybody, oh, that's right.
Speaker.
That's right. No, you're correct.
You're correct, you could pick Newt Gingrich. You could pick anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Liz Cheney could say, I want to be Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And all she needed was two votes on the House side, on the Republican side. Now, her compadre from the J6 Commission is out, so he wouldn't be able to vote for her. But all she needs is two votes.
You're right.
And so that's the danger here. You have to, in this particular circumstance, you no longer have the luxury of trying to have an agenda. You basically have to, your agenda has to be to stop the other side from getting their agenda done. And the only way you can do that is if you have the speakership and you control the floor. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, and so all these ideas of all the things the Republicans could do are out the window. This is going to be 2 years of a fistfight trying to stop bad stuff that the Senate cooks up and jams through. And it's and it comes out of the Biden administration. And there's right. very little opportunity to actually push any agenda or really have any investigations that have teeth.
Exactly. What about, controlling the purse when you've only got, a two-member advantage? Mm-hmm. Because they were threatening, one of the things that, I shouldn't say threatened, but one of the things that was in the, contract with America is that they would not fund the 85,000 IRS agents.
Now, we'll see. I don't know if that might be something they can win on. Certainly could be something they could win on in the Senate where the Democrats have to get 60 votes to pass something. But they're going to have to pick one thing, two things that are just 80-20 issues that they stand up and hold together on. Because that's probably one of them that you can get everybody in agreement on. But it is... the assumption was that if you had any kind of majority in the House would hold together to push an agenda, and then the Senate would winnow down that agenda because they have to get to 60 votes to get anything done. And now the House is essentially, for all intents and purposes, neutered. And it's so don't expect any big initiatives. The danger in the House is going to be trying to keep Republicans from doing deals across the aisle to do bad stuff.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
where the focus is going to have to be for my group for the next 2 years from a legislative perspective, because sadly, I've had to tear up my 2023-2024 plan because none of it's valid based on what we have in the House.
Right, exactly. Now, I hear what you're saying here, and the thing that's surprising to me, I thought it was the Democratic Party, silly me, that was going to take such a hit that they were going to have to, reorientate themselves, and here it is, it's the Republican Party that's unraveling.
What the Republican Party needs to do is they need to figure out if they actually want to be a majority party or not, because right now what they've decided is the Congressional Party has decided that they're going to be at war with the people who vote for them. And ultimately, that's a battle they cannot win. Unfortunately, the damage that's done to the country while they fight it is going to be, the fact is people out there need to remember because there's 10 Senate seats that are conceivably seats that Republicans can win next time.
Right.
In 24.
Exactly. And plus there's more vulnerability, too.
Uh-huh. We have presidential. We'll have, there's 50 seats in the House that are vulnerable that could be taken. But if we continue to do the elections the same way we're doing them, where we run 1985 style campaigns in the 2022, well, guess what? We get the other side's running sophisticated campaigns and raising lots of money, and we're not. So guess what happens? We don't win.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Until next week, Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bob Iger has returned as chief executive of the Walt Disney Company after less than a year in retirement. The company's board announced Iger's return Sunday night and said Bob Chapek, who succeeded Iger in 2020, had stepped down from the position. Elon Musk has made the decision to reinstate President Trump's Twitter account to 45. Trump has 4.6 million followers on Truth Social and over 86 million followers on Twitter. Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, said it was a terrible mistake to allow Trump back on Twitter after a Saturday attack at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, killing five people and wounding many more. Police and city officials are crediting patrons with stopping the attack. A 22-year-old is in custody. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, Bill Martinez here with you. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Susan Swift is going to be joining us. She's an attorney with the Right to Life League, which is the oldest pro-life organization in America. She's also the vice president of legal affairs at the Right to Life League. Susan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, I wanted to talk about abortion. A lot has been said. I think the Democrats have tried to control the narrative and just insisting that the reversal of the Dobbs decision, abortion going back to the states, was a key decider in the midterm elections. I'm not quite seeing it that way. Maybe you can help us understand how abortion impacted the elections this year.
Oh, they're just saying that because they have someone who's incompetent in office, Biden. We know that he can't even see straight. He probably needs help putting his pants on in the morning. So they're just saying that because they needed something to run on. They couldn't run on the economy because it's in the toilet. They had nothing else except the abortion issue, and they focused on the overturn of Roe versus Wade. You'll remember that they had these unhinged leftist lunatics, wackos, out there actually plotting to kill one of the justices, Justice Kavanaugh.
Exactly.
That lunatic, you know, who was there, you know, planning to murder him. So this is all that the pro-aborts really can do to muster up, you know, any kind of talking point for elections to make sure that their handmaids in government stay put and keep directing federal money into the abortion industry. The abortion cartel is trying to maintain power. So let's look, though, at what really happened with, you know, the election.
Hang on 1 second, Susan, because you just hit on something. I want to make sure people catch this. See, because if the abortion issue becomes a non-issue, and this is something that has been stirred up, really, when you look at the numbers, it is a small minority of people. I mean, we have minority rule in this country right now, because there's a lot lot of money that's supporting this. So if you take that brick out of the wall of the Democratic Party, that represents a lot of revenue both ways. So, and if that implodes on itself, if that's allowed to go away, I mean, you've got Democrats suddenly finding themselves on a breathing machine, because they it's almost like they can't exist without this issue. They can't fundraise. They lose any kind of energy and passion, you know, for their purpose, do they?
I think you're absolutely right, but I will say one caveat. Pro-life is not an exclusively left or right issue. There are pro-life Democrats, and they are also, unfortunately, pro-abort Republicans. So this isn't a partisan issue. This is really, truly an American culture issue. And we know from a poll, and it was an ABC Washington Post poll that came out one day before the election on November 7th, that reported that showed that 64% of Americans reject abortion on demand 24/7 up to the moment of birth, which is exactly what these radical pro-aborts are always advocating. So we know that. That was before the election, November 7th. Now we also can look at the CNN exit polling that came out on, you know, shortly after the election on November 8th. Mm-hmm. It showed that 75% of people said that inflation was their number one issue. So calling pro-life an issue that defeated a red wave, that's just political spin. Because most people who, according to very, you know, radical CNN, they're saying 75% of people were focused on the economy and not on abortion or pro-life issues. So we know that going in. Now let's look at the key pro-life victories that happened that I don't think a lot of people in media are really talking about. Mm-hmm. In Oklahoma has enacted an almost total ban on abortion. That went into effect in August 2022. It was a trigger ban. As soon as the Roe versus Wade was overturned, the Oklahoma total ban on abortion went into effect. And yet, what happened in November? Governor Kevin Stitt was reelected, and he is a pro-life conservative type of a governor. So that issue didn't seem to affect the voters right there. They approved Governor Stitt. In Texas, there was a 6-week heartbeat ban. We know about the Texas heartbeat law. That got in a lot. So that was in effect. And yet, Governor Greg Abbott easily won re-election there. In Florida, there is a 15-week abortion ban. It's very much similar to the Louisiana, you know, abortion ban, because the baby can feel pain at that point. And we know Governor DeSantis and Senator Rubio swept through and you know, were reelected. So obviously, abortion wasn't an issue that kept them from winning. Also, in Georgia, a lot of people don't know, Georgia, 2019, they had a law that banned abortion after 6 weeks. And that's in effect because of it, you know, Roe versus Wade overturned. So in Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp trounced Stacey Abrams, who said that a baby's heartbeat wasn't even real. I mean, she was the one that said that the ultrasound machine that picks up a baby's heartbeat, which is the same technology as, you know, we use in submarines and things. And so, she said that was made up, that was manufactured. She said a baby's heartbeat was fake. Okay, and yet, so voters rejected her and voted for Governor Brian Kemp. So I think that we've had key pro-life victories in many of these states. We now also, there are enough pro-life people that have been elected to Congress to make sure that there are enough pro-life votes now to block any attempted codification of Roe versus Wade, which is something that Biden and the pro-aborts have been threatening to do, that they want to put Roe versus Wade basically into the Constitution. That's not going to happen, so that's been stopped. So I think pro-life is doing quite well, thank you very much, even though we have questions about election integrity, and even though there's tons of money. I've been hearing it's like being outspent, you know, 7-1, 10-1 in many of these races where money is flowing. And you've got to remember, as you said, Bill, the money is coming from the abortion cartel. It's a massive business that doesn't just get money from the government to pay for these abortions. They're also selling baby body parts. We know that from the David Delighted film. This is human trafficking. They are trafficking in fetal body parts. They're hoping to abort children because they can use their little tissues, their eyes, their brains, their organs to sell and to medical researchers. UCSF is doing that as we speak. This is the kind of unseen, kind of almost dark money, black market abortion trade. It is human trafficking in dead baby parts. That's
exactly
where the money is coming from, and it is flowing into the coffers of different politicians who then support more pro-abortion legislation.
Wow. There's so much to unfold here, Susan. First of all, I thought the selling of baby parts was illegal. Is it not?
It is illegal, but nobody's looking at that, is it? I mean, remember David Delighted? He brought all
Oh, yeah, no, I remember him directly. Life. Yes, exactly. Yes. Right. Yeah.
And he's the one
that goes to jail, and he's the one that's got he's got legal fees in excess of a quarter of $1 million to defend himself.
Yes.
And meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is out there raising money and merrily as they go along here, you know.
Planned Parenthood is always fundraising because it's and now in California we're going to be spending just massive amounts of money to have even more abortion access in our cities, especially in Los Angeles County. That's SB 1245 that was passed. I mean, we are directing state money to make sure that all types of pro-abort clinics are fully funded and stay open. And yet at the same time in California, our Office of the Attorney General is saber-rattling and targeting pro-life clinics, telling them, hey, you know, you better be very careful about what you say in your advertising. It might be false advertising. We might have to investigate you. They're threatening pro-life clinics with legal action based on fraud. And yet it's okay for Planned Parenthood to advocate and say that they provide comprehensive reproduction care. That's Planned Parenthood says.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Got to go to break real quick. We've got pro-life attorney Susan Swift with us. Conversation continues right after this.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Susan Swift continues with us, a pro-life attorney. Susan, as you were saying before we went to break, the abortion cabal is doing everything they can to continue to murder would-be American citizens. And we know the breakdown. 40%. I mean, here it is, you know, the Democratic Party, you know, is shocked that, black Americans have been leaving their party. Well, you know, a combination. They've been killing black Americans. And, and black America is waking up to the reality that here it is. I mean, you've got this murderous cabal that operates almost exclusively within the Democratic Party that are killing their children. So why do you want to support a party that's killing your kids?
Yes, it was. You'll know. It was Margaret Sanger, a very proud white supremacist back in the day, who actually started the abortion eugenics movement in America. And what she ended up founding is now called Planned Parenthood. But what she began with, she began selling black pastors on her project. It was called the Negro Project. And her entire goal was to reduce the birth rate of black people. And so she wanted to make sure that they had contraception, and she wanted to make sure that they could have abortion. That is still continuing today, and it is being sold to a black population. Like in New York City, we know that more black babies are aborted than are born. Wow. Don't tell me that abortion is not racist, because it was, yes, it was started as a racist eugenics program, and it is continuing to this day. There's a disparate racial impact of abortion on our country. And yet, these same people, what Margaret Sanger wanted to eliminate in this country, she wanted to eliminate blacks, browns, and Catholics. That was her goal. Look it up. I'm not making it up. And now, today, these same minority groups, blacks, browns, and Catholics, tend to still vote for the same type of pro-abortion politicians who are continuing that racist agenda. And it doesn't make any sense to me at all. And yet, at the same time, pro-life people like me, yes, I happen to be white, okay, but I am targeted because I am pro-life, and I guess I'm Christian. Does that make me a Christian nationalist? I am now targeted as racist because I advocate life for all races, and I don't agree with any kind of abortion at all. That makes me racist, and yet this same other white supremacist woman, Margaret Sanger, is heralded as some sort of noble character who's helped control, and actually the way they spin it is that it is a form of freedom, because freedom from reproductive cares. That's what they're doing in California and in Michigan and in Vermont. They just passed constitutional amendments to their state constitutions that advance a reproductive freedom, an individual reproductive freedom right. What does that mean? Nobody knows, because reproductive freedom is not defined. It has now opened the door for judges to interpret whatever they want it to mean. So reproductive freedom can be incest. What's to stop a 13-year-old from sleeping with her uncle, Uncle Joe, right? Why can't she enjoy her reproductive freedom? What's to stop a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old boy from having gender reassignment surgery because he wants to express his reproductive freedom? What about polygamy? What about bans on incest? What about surrogacy? If I'm an infertile couple and an infertile couple wants to enjoy their fundamental right to individual reproductive freedom, and that's mandated by the state, right? Then doesn't the state have to find and pay for a surrogate? I mean, this is just going to start sounding like something, some perversion of The Handmaid's Tale. We might have something that says the state must find women to breed just to make sure that this reproductive freedom right is honored. I mean, it is crazy, but it was all sold, all of this, Proposition 1 in California, Proposition 3 in Michigan, and the Proposition 5 in Vermont. They were all sold by using the talisman of abortion. They were using that word abortion to say, we have to protect a woman's right to choose. And that's a lie, because you can't choose to murder someone. Nobody's got that right. But that's what it's been sold as. Abortion is a political talisman. It's the only thing that these radicals can advance on in talking points to get anybody to pay attention to what their agenda is. And then under the radar, as a stealth mode, it's not really about abortion, Proposition 1, 3, and 5. It's really about reproductive freedom, which is going to absolutely erode parental rights to protect their children, and it will erode the basis, the foundation of our society, which is marriage and the notion of basic, you know, laws that protect against any kind of, you know, basic health laws, that you can't marry your brother, you can't sleep with your mother. That has all now come under the radar, under the mantle, the talisman of abortion, and now these states are going to have this individual reproductive freedom in their constitution, and it's going to open up a door to all kinds of, it's very damaging to our society what they're doing in the name of abortion.
Susan, do they even understand this? This is the question I have, because when you do polling on issues of abortion, people seem to agree. I mean, you get large numbers, 60-70% of the people will say, you know, X when it comes to choosing life over death. And then all of a sudden they vote differently. And it just says, wait a minute, what happened here? How do I square up the circle? The only thing I can think of is that they didn't understand the way the proposition was placed. And this is the thing our founding fathers made clear, is that any law that was proposed to the people needed to be easily understood, because it's not like you go to the voting booth and you have a group of attorneys there to help you break it down and understand what's going on. But I think people are voting and they're thinking they're voting one way, but they're not, because they present them on purpose in a confusing manner, so that because it's all about the outcome. It's not about the principle or the policy.
It is all about the messaging, and the messaging is in California for Proposition 1 focused on you know, the overturn of Roe versus Wade, we have to protect a woman's right to abortion, et cetera, which is, frankly, it's fake. It's a lie, because...
Well, there was no overturn. There was no overturn of Roe v. Wade. I mean, they keep saying that. All it did, they returned... You know, with the Dobbs decision, they returned everything back to the states. It didn't. They didn't overturn it.
They did not change any laws in any state. California still has the right. In California, you have the right to kill your baby up till the moment of birth and actually beyond. action. Yes. Because in California, our Supreme Court in California has said multiple times that abortion is a fundamental right, a fundamental human right that we have in California. And we've also enacted the AB 2223, which is the infanticide bill, which says it decriminalizes the killing of a baby. Well, it decriminalizes the death of a baby born alive after a botched abortion due to causes that occurred in utero. So and that period of time can be up to weeks. So long as somebody can point to a cause that occurred in utero, okay, that could be a chemical abortion, it could be an attempted surgical abortion, could be anything, DNA, it could be Down syndrome, it could be the cord wrapped around the baby's neck three times, however, whatever you want to point to, so long as you point to something that killed that baby after it was born alive, like a botched abortion, no one's going to investigate it. No one's going to find out.
Well, now,
it's all going to be buried and covered up.
Yeah, and what you're saying is Kermit Gosnell gets out of jail, which is what he said when he went in.
Yep.
He says, you know, eventually you'll figure it out and realize that I'm innocent.
Yeah, no, this is the problem. The big problem in our country is that people are not educated enough to actually read what's going on, and a lot of them vote with their emotions. And so we're seeing people who say, well, of course I don't want women forced to be pregnant. I mean, there was somebody when I was on the Dr. Phil show in the audience that said, well, you know, government is forcing women to be pregnant. It's like, no, they're not. There is no government that is raping women.
That's called rape. Exactly. And it's like, rape represents less than 1% of pregnancies. And here we are, we're being ruled by the minority.
Far as I know, it's not government officials raping anybody.
No, exactly. Well,
do we get off with the idea that somehow that the government is forcing women to be pregnant? It's like, no, these are all radical pro-abort talking points that rile up your emotions and make you think about it. What the vast majority of abortions are done for convenience. They're not for the health or life of the mother. They're not doing that. And it's not for rape and incest. Okay. If you just take out rape and incest and the life of the mother, I think that's less than 2%.
Yes, exactly.
Let's take it up to 5%.
Now you're doubling it. But no, it's up there. The thing is that you know, kind of stops me in my tracks is they want to insist it's their body, their choice. Well, you did. You made a choice. It was your body. You made a choice. Now you want to, once you made that choice, you want another choice, which involves murder. It's one thing to decide that you're going to offer your body, you know, to somebody that you just met at a bar or whatever, you know, and now, because there's a consequence for that behavior, you want the rest of the country to pay for it. That's pretty rich, isn't it?
That's what's really going on. I'll say it. Women have to control their own bodies. You want to express your reproductive freedom? You have that right up until you've created another person. And you do that. That is a choice right there. Thank you.
Amen. Pro-life attorney Susan Swift has been our guest. Thank you so much. You got to have you back. Okay. So, we got to circle back and I love all your input and insight. Thank you. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as